Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. How is it going, guys? It's June, I assume, already. So I was just checking out in here. I had some nice announcement I wanted to make, guys, and guess what? I finished another book. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, Scaling a Digital B2B Business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. No, but seriously, I know that I've mentioned it several times and there is some really nice story behind it, but now I can say that I have the first version of the manuscript. And look at my wording before. In the first book, I was like, just the moment I finished it, that's it. Well, I have a book, now I'm gonna launch it. Then it took me 8 months to finalize from a finished manuscript to an actual book and then actually being published. So, I don't know if you know the story, but 6-8 months ago, I was approached by a publishing house and they offered me to co-author a book. And it's actually out there, the eight characteristics of leadership or something like that. And it's interesting. The whole point was that we gather eight entrepreneurs in order to publish a book, and you know, we wanted to promote it, make it Amazon best-selling, which we did. And for me, I was struggling to figure out the title. Is it good to be about sales? Because, you know, I'm doing my sales trilogy and I'm not touching anything else. Or should it be about entrepreneurship? And I had a long conversation with the editors and we got to a stage where I told them, well, I can write about skills. I can talk about freelancing, about entrepreneurship, startups, growing businesses, consultancies, financial freedom even. And they were like, well, why don't you actually write about all of them into a single topic? And I was like, done. That's my topic. And then I started sitting on the airport toward Malta with my wife. And I was thinking like, well, you know what? If those are the seven stages, I can easily add 5 stages at each of those 7 stages with sub-stages. And I ended up with 35 titles. And I'm like, there's no way this is going to fit in 2,000, 3,000 words chapter, because what, on 35 I'll have like 50 words or 200 words per chapter. I mean, it's gonna look ridiculous. But then I was like, well, what if I actually convert this into a book? And by book, I'm saying, well, why don't I just document the flow that I had with the entrepreneurship and my journey? Like 7 years down the road, I was a freelancer and how I started with a skill. And that skill, thanks to the freelancing, I actually became an expert in it. And based on the expert test, I became an entrepreneur. So I started getting some external help. And from there, I actually started the company and hired some people. And then I started growing the business, eventually grew it into a consultancy. As a consultant, I've added the frameworks, the books, the academy, and I grew into the financial freedom. So I was on the airport in Macedonia, I remember, and I was talking with my wife and I was like, well, what if I actually write this book? And she was like, man, how are you going to do 2 years of writing book again? Come on, that's too much effort. And she was pregnant at the time, like 7th month, I think. And she was like, we cannot afford to lose you for 2 years writing another book. And I was like, no, you don't understand. This is actually different because this time I don't need 2 years to write this book because I'm talking about my journey and what are the ups and what are the downs and what kind of mistakes I did at every stage. So it's not really I need to do empirical statistics. It's my experience and events that happened to me. So at that time, I was really confident it can be done in 7 days. So I made a promise like, you know what, we're 7 days in Malta, I'll write the book in 7 days. Every day, I'll spend a few hours to reflect on that part of each stage of my life and obstacles, and I'll just write them down. And if I do that for 7 days, there you go. I have at least a first version of the manuscript. I was so wrong, guys. I did, okay, a significant portion of the book in Malta. Then I got back. Then I went to Armenia, where I did another effort on finishing the book. And then I got back, and I couldn't. And then before New Year's, I was like, okay, let's finish this book, because I know it's a lot of effort. Then Martin came to this world, so I had to slow down again. And now in Greece, in Agistri, I said, you know what? If you don't finish the book now, you're never gonna finish it because I need to go back to Sweet Deals, which is the second book of Sweet Leads. So if I don't finish it now, the manuscript, it's never gonna happen. And guess what? I finished it. I finished 33,000 words book. I opened up Grammarly, showed me 3,000 Grammarly mistakes, and I was like, "Man, so it took me another 5 days to sort those out." But now I have 30 plus book manuscript version, and I just wanted to reflect because, from the planned 7 days, I think it was in October or November, and we're now in June already, so it became 6, 7 months. And by the time it goes live, I guess another 3, 4 months. So we're looking at, like it or not, it's 12 months. I'm a business owner. If I was a full-time writer, I bet I could have written it earlier, but I have life, a personal one, a nice family, which I want to attend to, and a business that I need to keep growing. So I cannot focus entirely on a book. But now that I have the first manuscript, there are a few more steps that I need to do here, guys. Otherwise, I would have loved to share it with you. Well, first is my wife needs to read it. I put a lot of personal stuff there, all the struggles that we have, all the pains and all the conversations that I had with Maya. So I need her blessing before I can release this book. Otherwise, if she says no, that's it. I'm gonna lock it into a safe. And maybe after 50 years after we die, it could see the light. Anyhow, after she sees it, then it goes to BSB marketing and management because they also need to be comfortable. It is all about BSB, how I started from skill, how it grew to where is it now, BSB. But I don't stop there. It's not just how to grow a business, but actually how to grow a business that can work without you. So eventually you can become financially free. So you can walk up and say, you know what? If I don't feel like working today, I'm not. And yeah, there are days where it's Saturday. I'm so inspired to work and then I do the work, but I don't have to. That's the key reason here. And from there, I think that I'm curious whether should we go with a book publishing by a publishing house as we did with the Sweet Leads, or maybe this time I'm going to take the self-publishing route. Not else, I want a different experience. I want to, with the first time when we were publishing, we had no idea what we were doing and the editing process and how to publish a book and how to put it on Amazon and how to make it an Amazon bestseller. Well, guess what? This is my third book now, so I know what I'm doing. I think so. But anyhow, I think that I'm going to take the personal book publishing route because I have a bigger vision behind it. In BSB, we have the content agency, and I think that instead of saying it a content agency, because that's really bad, I don't know, connotation. It's an agency. They get paid and they just deliver. I want to move it into publishing. Publishing and content is very close. I mean, take a blog, you write it, it's a content, but then you publish it. So by having a publishing company, I can actually reroute all the books and ebooks that we're going to publish in the future and saying, well, BSB Publishing has published this book or this ebook or this pamphlet or whatever it is. So I have a bigger motivation actually not to publish it on a publishing house, but actually go through the self-publishing. And if you think about it, even I love the project, which was the 8 qualities of a great leadership, the collaboration project. And I think that we're going to do something like that in BSB. I think that we're going to organize a book where we're going to be 8 sales from around the world and gather 8 authors or 8 sales experts and write a book around it. That would be perfect to add into the BSB publishing. Anyhow, I started to rumble, but I was so excited. I really wanted to share this story with you guys because, well, I have a manuscript and now I can focus on other stuff because, yeah, it's gonna take a lot of time now till we have a final book. But guess what? That's not my time. Because now an editor will look at it, I'll go over it and apply changes. Another editor and a proofreader and a lot of external people, but not me. What I really want to do now is just go once more over the book. I know we have a finished manuscript and I went it over Grammarly, but the reason why I wanted to go one more time is that I want to enrich it. Because now that I have the whole, I can start looking at the individual chapters. Because previously I still couldn't see the whole picture of the book. And now that I can go back to some places and add some additional story that further emphasize the points that I want to make, or there would be some redundancy, like one story could be mentioned in 5 different chapters because I wrote them over the course of 8-9 months. So I don't remember every time what was when and whether something was mentioned or not. So anyhow, I do have to go over it once before I say now I can put it to externalize. But I think at least for my wife, the book is ready. That's all I had for today, guys. Keep posted. Keep following me, because I think you're going to like this book, because it's from A Skill to Financial Freedom and everything in between. And I honestly believe that I'm really trying to reach now to the bigger masses, because in B2B sales, I mean, it's a more of a niche, but growing to financial freedom is actually a bigger mass book, because anyone that is in this route, or it's at the start of their career, or they already started something, or they're freelancers, I've just pointed out my ways of what I did in order to grow it to where I'm currently. That's all I had for today, guys. Thank you for listening and stay tuned. Bye bye. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.